join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey continue with Maintaining Your Hope.
I know some of us thought we would be out of the doors right now, back to our normal, but we're not. So we want to encourage you that you must maintain your hope, maintain your expectation. Come on now, we're not going to let another week, we're not going to let the news, we're not going to let what we're hearing cause us to just give up. Amen. I can't hear you. That's right. That's right. We're going to maintain our hope. And we came from the foundational scripture, Acts the 27th chapter, the 20th verse through the 25th. And as you go there, you know, I just want to encourage you, you know, things are topsy-turvy. Things are all over the place. But you know what? God's still on the throne. God rules and reigns. God is faithful. God sees you. And God knows what you have on your plate to do. So even though circumstances look like they have changed, and it look like it may be a little bit harder in the natural to do what you thought you was going to do with this direction, now you got to go that direction, we're going to stay in a vein of hope. And here you have Paul. He was on a ship, and a storm arose, and they didn't think they were going to make it. And the 20th verse said, and when there was neither sun nor stars, and many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. If we could just update that to today, we just thought the restrictions would be lifted. We thought we'd be able to go, kids be able to go back to school. We thought, you know, that we'd be able to go back to work. We thought there'd be, you know, hand sanitizer in the supermarkets. We thought there'd be Lysol and toilet paper at abundance, the brands you like. But then you turned on the news and heard that report from our president, from our governor, and said we're extending the Alone Together, hashtag Alone Together ruling. A couple of more weeks up, it seemed like all hope that we're going to have our peace of mind was taken away. All hope that these kids are getting up out of my house and going back to school was taken away. All hope, you know, that I thought we were going to be done with COVID-19 by now seemed like it was taken away. No, that's not going to be. Yeah, it looks like that in the natural, but we're going to maintain our hope. And here you have the 21st verse. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not loose from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. It's like that. He was being a good wife right there. You know, those of wives, we know we tell our husbands certain things and they just don't hear us. They listen to us through husband ears and they forget that, you know, we might know a little something. And we want to say, if Paul can do it, surely we the wives can do it, right? Say, honey, I told you not to do X, Y, Z. That's what Paul said. I told y'all not to leave, but y'all ignored me. So now look at this. Now we're going through all of this. but you refuse to listen. He said, so now listen, now I'm going to come back with you again. I'm going to talk to you again. I'm going to give you a news bulletin. He said, and now I exhort you. I'm going to say some things to you. Be of good cheer. Get yourself together. Lift your spirits, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. I snuck away. I hid out in the lower part of the ship. You thought I was scared. You thought I was fearful. But no, I was praying, Paul said. I spent some time praying. I spent some time fasting. And I got a word from the Lord. And not just a word from the Lord. An angel was dispatched by my side. And basically, he's like, because I'm on the ship, the angel's by my side. He encouraged me. He said, listen, you're going to be all right saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all of them that sail with you. He said, I've given all of them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. So when we're looking at maintaining hope, we got to believe God. We got to believe the report of the Lord. We got to believe what God has revealed to us. We got to believe what the word of God says. We got to turn down the news some, if that's just messing with your head a little bit. And here you have Paul say, look, God told me that fear not. Everybody on this ship going to live. We're going to lose some stuff, but we're going to live. And so we're going to be okay. I want to announce to you right now that you will be okay. You will make it through this season of COVID-19. Say that right now. Say, I will make it through this season of COVID-19. I will be okay. My family will be okay. My friends will be okay. We will be okay. And how we maintain hope in this season, we talked about this last week. Don't focus on the circumstances. Don't focus on what you're hearing through the news every day. You know, it's like, you know, you watch that, you know, that little, you turn on the news, and sometimes no matter what you're watching, you see on that lower, you know, fourth, they give you a tally of how many cases were reported positive, and, you know, and they give you a tally of who life was taken by. It could get overwhelming, but you can't focus on that. And maybe you may not need to watch the news right now. And so you may need to turn it off so you can keep your head in the game so that you can maintain your hope. Things aren't always what they look like. It may look like this thing is just, you know, overwhelmingly out of control, but we are the people of God. And if in the natural it's out of control, with the people of God, God got everything in control. Amen. We are not of the world. God has us covered, and God will protect us, and God will keep us, and God will deliver us through this. Amen. So things are not always what they look like, because God has us. And we talk about our light affliction is but for a moment, but it's working for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we believe in God that as we keep our eyes on the Lord, things will, you know, God will reveal some things to us, and it's going to work for us. I believe it's a huge reset is happening for the church of God, that God is bringing us to a place again of our first love, that we are seeking him like never before. This prayer going forth all over the world. As a result of it, I believe the church will be propelled to the level that God has called us to be in this season, because he wants his glory to be on us, the glory to be on the church, as he allows us to maneuver in a particular way to draw closer to him. And we're calling on him for deliverance, but as we call on him for deliverance, he's going to impart some things into us. So I believe that even though it's some type of affliction that we're going through, that the glory of God is increasing on our lives. Amen. We also talked about getting in the presence of God. You got to pray, people of God. It's time to pray. Turn the news off, schedule a time, and call on Jesus. Call on Jesus' protection, call on Jesus' help, call on his wisdom, call on his guidance. Because I believe as it looked like gross darkness is filling the earth, but the light of God, the glory of God is going to rise on God's people. And as it rises on us, he's going to lead us. So God's going to show us where to shop. Amen. He's going to show us where to go. Amen. He's going to show us what to do and what not to do. He's going to tell you some of the myths I didn't even know about them. But the Holy Ghost already let some of us. Don't you get in that tub full of bleach. That's going to give you the botch and the itch. And the burn. My goodness. My goodness. You already heard. The Holy Ghost already told y'all not to do that. I believe God's going to give us wisdom and strategy and direction in this season. Just like he did for the children of God when they were coming out of Egypt while they were going through the plagues. He gave them wisdom. It's just like our God to speak to us. And it would be like not like our God to be silent. God will speak to his people because he is our Father and we are his children. So as we spend time in the presence of God, he's going to give us strategy. He's going to give us wisdom. He's going to even talk to you about your health, your body. God created your body. He knows exactly what you need to eat, what you don't need to eat, how you need to exercise, what you need to do. He'll tell you, all right, lace up, go outside, get some fresh air, because this atmosphere is going to get the best of you. I mean, last night I said, I'm going to go for a walk. I got to get outside. The rain stopped. I need to get outside to walk. I didn't get my walking in the morning, and I guess my neighbors thought I was a little bit special, but when I got out there, I maybe I was a girl on Titanic. But I said, and they looked at me, I said, y'all don't know. Y'all just don't know, you know, but it was good to me. And I mean, as I got out and I started walking, it just lifted my spirits and it just refreshed and rebooted my mind. So God will give you strategy and wisdom how to maintain you, how to maintain your hope so you won't be snapping at everybody. Because y'all were fine for week one with your people. Week two, you're like, okay. But when you heard up, oh, Lord Jesus, all hope is lost. Man, it's going to be on and pop. You're getting on my nerves. Everybody go here. You go here. No, we got the love of God shed abroad of our heart by the Holy Spirit. He's going to take that little broom and those cracks and crevices from your paradigm that you saw growing up that's trying to go like this, trying to take over your soul. The Holy Ghost is going to sweep agape right there. So I believe God's going to show us ourselves, heal us, help us so we can do what he's called us to do in this season. And so as you spend time with God, he'll give you a word about what to do. Amen. I want to share with the time remaining is that we have to talk faith. Number three, talk faith. Talk faith. And Paul got up and said, there will be no loss of any man's life. He saw that in verse 22. No loss of any man's life. So you talk faith. And he says, I believe God. So talking faith, y'all, is speaking what the word of God says about your situation. Talking faith is also saying what God has spoken to you about the matter. Not talking about your circumstances, not talking the negative. It's saying what God says. It's saying what the word says. You know, that was always a challenge for me when I first came to the Lord, because when people would ask me, how you doing? I'm pretty straightforward, honest person. And I would say, well, I'm not doing too good. And they were like, let the weak say I'm strong. I'm like, well, why you ask me? I was kind of confused. I couldn't figure it out. And then the Lord began to help me and show me, say what I told you in the word of God and say what I've spoken to you about. Don't always speak the negative. Don't give it much time. Don't give it airspace. And that you need to begin to talk faith. And you can say, by faith, I'm healed. By faith, you know, I'm strong in the Lord. The word says I'm strong in the Lord. So I had to work it out and figure it out because I always felt like I was lying, you know. But also you saw in Romans that when Abraham's body was dead, he said he didn't consider that. He didn't consider that his body was dead. He did not consider that. you know, but he considered what God's word said about his body and about Sarah's body. And 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. And so here you have Paul quoting the scriptures that we know as in Psalms of how they navigated things and how they walked things out. And they said, I believe and therefore I speak. And they said, we got that same spirit of faith. We got into the psalmist who wrote that. We have that same spirit of faith. So according how it was written, what God has showed us, what God has spoken to us, we believe and we will continue speaking. Even though we're going through crisis right now, even though we're going through a situation right now, even though in the natural we feel like we're being tossed and turned, but we believe and therefore we will speak. Say that with me. I believe, therefore I will speak. So we speak what God's word says about the times, about your life, about your health, about your finances, about your family. You say what the word says. You don't say what you see. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And context, it talks about, you know, what we do to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We believe in our heart, and then, but we confess with our mouth. As a result, we confess that he's Lord, and that we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are saved. But in application, it speaks of confession, what you say to be true, what you believe to be true, is made unto salvation. That word salvation in the Greek means soteria. That means deliverance. That means preservation. That means safety. Amen. And it also means salvation. So with our mouth, I love this here. It's a confession is made. You know, your mom or you may ask you, did you make your bed? That's present tense. And you might have done it earlier that day and you would come back, yes, I made my bed. That's past tense. So what happens, confession, glory to God, speaks stuff as if it is already done. Not like you are expecting it to happen. So if you're dealing with sickness in your body, I speak it as it's already done. So I would say, I am healed. That's past tense. Not that I'm believing to be healed. I am healed. So I speak this, and confession is a statement of admission. If you ever have to go someplace, and I pray nobody will have to do just that, and they ask you for your confession. They put that light on you. I don't know if they do that anymore, but in the movies they do. And they sit you at a little table, a little white table, and they won't give you nothing to drink. And the walls look white. In a bare room, and they ask you, did you do it? Did you do it? And first you may start off, no, no, and then you get tired, you give them your confession. And they bring out some paper or a typewriter, and they write down what you say that you're admitting to be true. Your confession is what you are declaring, and you are admitting to be true to the in the realm of the spirit to anybody that's hearing. I know what you see in the natural, but this is my statement of admission. My statement regarding my finances is that my God supplies my need. So you put that in the atmosphere, and as you do just that, you have made a confession that's reflecting and that bring forth your deliverance, bring forth your preservation, bring forth your safety, and bring forth your salvation. Amen. Mark 11:23. Let's go right there. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, continues to say, shall come to pass. That if means continue to say, shall come to pass. So there may be times that you will have to keep saying, I am healed. Have to keep saying, I have everything I need. Yeah, I have gold like dust. And then the word says, he shall have whatsoever he continues to say, if you allow me to say. So I want to ask you, what are you continuing to say? And so when you're not around people, when you are muttering to yourself, what are you saying? When you're talking to your girlfriends and they're not saved, so it's okay that you're not being on your P's and Q's. What are you continuing to say? So there's something that I read out there. Say, don't say what you have. Say what you want to see or you want to have. Don't say what you have right now, but say what you want to have and say what you want to see. Because we release our faith in words. You don't release your faith in thoughts. You release your faith in words, which is why we must faith talk. And if we faith talk, we can maintain our hope because our ears are wired to believe what our own mouth are saying. So we have an inner ear, and if as you speak that I'm healed, that word will come out your mouth. It's not good enough for you to think it. You got to say it. I believe, therefore I speak. As I speak it, it comes out of my mouth, and it goes into my ears, and it goes down into my heart. And as a result of that, before you know it, your faith will begin to develop in your heart, and then you're not moved by what you see. Then you're not moved by what you hear. Then you're not moved by what you feel. Why? Because you've been talking your way unto your own deliverance, unto your own preservation, unto your own breakthrough. You make your way prosperous. You make your way whole. You make your way well by what you say. When I was raising my children, I'm still very vigilant, and they think I do the most. But I'm like the negative word police. I don't want them saying anything negative about each other, speaking that over that. So now, and I would tell them, now take it back. Mom, I was just playing. I don't care. Words are containers. They carry. That's why God made us, when he created man, he made us another speaking spirit. He is a speaking spirit. He created this world with his words. And he wants us not to be careless with our words and create some stuff we don't want to see. Create some stuff we don't want to experience. So I would tell them, look, take that back. And I'll put confessions up on the mirror in the bathroom. I would laminate them because first they got wet. I said, I see y'all. I see what y'all trying to do. God would say, okay, let me hear your confessions. Come on, speak. In the morning while they were in the bathroom, they're like, Lord, this woman getting on my nerves. So I would laminate it because it was getting all ripped up and wet. And I wanted them to speak the word of God daily in their lives. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So we have to begin to love to speak God's word out of our mouth. And in this season, we have to lay aside being concerned about what people may think about you. Oh, you're too deep, or you do the most. But you know what? I'm going to see what I've been saying. And I'm not going to blend in and constantly repeat woe and doom and gloom. But I'm going to speak life over my body. I'm going to speak life over my family. I'm going to speak life over my finances. I'm going to speak life over this situation. Any life speakers out there? Amen. And so I love what the Message translation says. Words kill. Words give life. They either poison or fruit you choose. What type of fruit you're choosing? A wholeness fruit or a sick fruit? A prosperous fruit or a lack fruit? And so we have the power to cultivate the fruit we want to see with our tongue by speaking the word of God. We want to speak life every day. Go back to the beginning. You know, when we first got saved, some of us, we had our confessions. We would wake up in the morning and we confess the word of God. And then life happened and what you said, you didn't see. You got a little discouraged and you lay them aside. I want you to bring them back out. I want you to bring about that because all of that was a tactic of the devil to neutralize your faith so you would not be in a position of authority to bind and loose so that you can give up hope and walking in the power of God, because Satan knew this season was going to be on the earth. But you have been born for such a time as this. So I want you to go back and get your confession and begin to declare the word of healing over your family, wholeness, and provision. Now, you know how we did it. Father God, I thank you. That's right. That's a confession. I thank you, Lord God. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. Y'all remember that? You got them written up. Go and get it and go and find that. And let's set definitely set a goal and be determined that we will not speak negative about our health, about our finances, about our well-being, about things that's going on. You know, what are you talking about? You know, some of us may have heard growing up, bad things always happen to me. When it rains, it pours. You know, the last high, it first fight. Come on, let's get all of that out of our vocabulary. Let's set a watch over our mouth so you will not sin. Speaking faithless words, fearful words is like sinning. So we're not going to do that. We have been created with a force of faith, with the power to speak and to speak God's agenda and speak God's word in this season.
Are you struggling with allowing life's current circumstances to get you down? During these times, there are so many reasons to have a negative outlook or attitude. But in this message, Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey remind us that we must maintain our hope and trust in the God that we believe in. Order this timely single message today, or you can get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-5433 or order online at rightdirection.info. Just ask for maintaining your hope. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.